WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on this sunny, bright, and beautiful Thursday morning. It is still a little chilly out there. My watch says it's 43 degrees, but I can't imagine that that's actually correct. No, my phone's telling me it's 45. Well, I walked in here without a jacket on. I left the house without a jacket on, and I felt fine. So, I'm sure, you know, a light jacket would suffice, or a sweatshirt. I wore that sweatshirt yesterday and a hat around Edaville as we were going from lot to lot for the auction. And when I first got there, the sun was behind clouds, so I didn't bring my sunglasses or anything. And as I'm walking around, I'm not really thinking about the fact the sun is out. Later on, I've been teaching a course in paranormal investigation for an organization called Second Half Learning. And we had our final class yesterday, so we all met at the Millicent Library in Fairhaven and did a little paranormal investigation hands-on, because the class was through Zoom, so this was a chance to get together in one space and use some of the equipment. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, ah, why does the back of my neck feel weird? And then later on, I got home and took my shirt off and looked in the mirror, and I was like, I'm sunburnt. I didn't realize that I was getting sunburnt, but got that farmer's tan, as they call it. You can see where I had the hood on my sweatshirt, how it's blocking one spot. It's pretty silly. But anyway, you can see the photos and how much everything went for in the Edaville auction at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, including the highest fetching item, which was the carousel, $90,000. But it's only going to Plimpton. So one town over to a pumpkin patch and farm there. So I don't know, you know, if the gentleman who purchased that will have it ready to go in time for this fall, you know, pumpkin patch season. But maybe. The thing that will be ready for the fall, though, apparently, is King Richard's Fair. Because these rides all have to be cleared up by May 15th. So by May 16th, that property is just going to be open space and some buildings. And I don't know what the plan is for the buildings that are there. I don't know what the plan is for the structures that are there. You know, there's a building that they call it the Convoy. It's a kid's ride that was in the Alpine Village, the former Thomas Land, where you sit in the car and it goes around. Like the Model T ride that they used to have, except these were like train cars. And that has a building around it. I don't think that the building comes with the ride itself. So what happens to the building? What happens to the barbecue building and the pavilion? What happens to the museum building, the brick building that's there? You're going to have a big brick building. I can't imagine they're going to tear that down. So you're going to have a big brick building in the middle of a Renaissance fair? Because I would guess that the Dickens Village that they built is going to just be redesigned to look more medieval. I mean, Edaville invested millions in building those structures and never got the occupancy that they expected out of them. So there's a lot of questions, and I'm going to keep asking them throughout the course of the summer and see what kind of information we can get. But I'll tell you what, if they offer any kind of media preview of King Richard's Fair this year before it opens, I'm going to be there because I want to see what happens. And I'm hoping that, you know, as they said, they're going to have the Festival of Lights this Christmas season with train rides, with lights. It'll be interesting to see how that all works out. Back in the maintenance shed area where we went for the last couple of items on the auction, the Ferris wheel, the Big Eli Ferris wheel was dismantled out there, and the pieces of the pirate ship ride that never got built. They have a big barn, a big shed where they have all of the Christmas decorations. Giant Santa, the season's greetings from Eataville sign. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, normally that stuff is out year-round. So they're already taking that stuff down to prepare for King Richard's Fair. But they didn't get rid of it. And then that begs the other question. What becomes of all of the other stuff? They got the rides out of the way. But what about all of the things that are stored inside? The attic of that museum building has tons of stuff. There's a room inside the museum building on the first floor that has tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. Tons of decorations. And if you look at that story, underneath all the pictures of the auction items, there's the behind-the-scenes tour of Eataville. And I added a few new photos to that from getting out to the sheds area and added those photos in. So you can see and get an idea of all this stuff that you remember from Eataville that you probably thought was gone because it closed down in the 90s and they got rid of a lot of stuff. They didn't. They held on to it. They just put it in storage in that building, and it's kind of sat in there ever since. Remember the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas mouse family? They're in the attic. They might be downstairs now, but they're there. They're in storage. So what happens with all of that? Do they have plans to bring that all out at Christmas to redecorate everything with all of that? Or are they going to start auctioning that off? Because that's the auction I want to get it on. First of all, it's probably stuff I can afford, but also that I can move and have room to keep. I picked up a couple more Christmas light bulbs to add to my collection in my office and my Eataville shrine with permission. I've got LSD Atwood Cranberry Company cranberry boxes. But I would always get more Eataville memorabilia if I could. So what becomes of all of that stuff? I hope that if they're not going to utilize it, they'll make it available to collectors. Because again, you know, they got to make some money back on this stuff. But 508-996-0500 if you want to talk about that. And I also gave you some incorrect information earlier when I talked about Mayor Mitchell and how he relates to other city employees and his salaries. I said he was the 144th highest paid employee in city government. I had that wrong. He is the 171st highest paid employee in city government. Members of his staff, as reported by New Bedford Light, members of his staff, including the city's chief financial officer, Bob Ekstrom, and Neil Mello, the chief of staff for Mayor Mitchell, earned more than Mayor Mitchell. So people who are working for the mayor make more money than the mayor because he hasn't taken these pay increases. So right now he's looking for about a $50,000 raise. Last year, he made $117,381.80. And now he's looking for a new salary of $167,768. So this, and again, this is not the mayor looking to increase the salary for his position. This is not the mayor looking to get back pay from raises that he passed on in the past. This is him just looking to get his salary up to where it's supposed to be for this year based on where it should have been had he been accepting these raises all along. Last year, he took a 4% increase, according to New Bedford Light. That was his first as mayor. The mayor said, this is as reported by New Bedford Light, the mayor said that an analysis from Chief Financial Officer Bob Ekstrom found he had cumulatively turned down $267,507 in compensation through the end of 2024. So in all of his time as mayor, he's left almost $250,000 on the table. And as the mayor has said, you know, when he's been on the air and talked about it, you know, my wife does very well. You know, we're not hurting for anything. He didn't feel that it was appropriate to take these raises at those times and or necessary, rather, for his family. But now he does. And people are saying, well, why does he want the money now? Is he cashing out as he's getting out? Well, New Bedford Light reports that Jonathan Darling, the city's public information officer, said that Mitchell's decision to accept this raise does not signal anything about the mayor's political future, including whether New Bedford's longest continuously serving chief executive will seek re-election. My guess, it'll help with those college tuitions. Harvard isn't cheap. So, and also, the economy is different. And also, I think, and again, I don't know if the mayor addressed this at all with Chris yesterday. I didn't get to hear it. I was at Edaville all day. And I haven't had a chance to catch up on the podcast yet. But I would also think that the uncertainty of the current economy might play a part as well. Because the money's there now, maybe this year to get that. And then maybe he is not able to ever get another one. Or, you know, opts not to take another one. So I don't think this is an absurd request at all. I think this is well-deserved and well-earned. He's been elected all of these times and could have been taking more money and didn't. Again, he left almost $250,000 in the coffers for you, the residents of New Bedford. To put it in sports terms, he took a hometown discount. And now, as he's, you know, whether or not he's going to seek re-election again, he's closer to the end of his time as mayor than he is the beginning. He's looking to get what his fair market value is. And as I said, you know, Tom Brady was severely underpaid and then wanted to get what he was due at the end of his career here in New England. And the Patriots said no. Bill Belichick said no. And that's why he went somewhere else. Mayor Mitchell's just looking to get what he's due and what he has earned. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. In the next hour, we'll talk with Alyssa Botello of Discover Fairhaven about some of the great events that are happening in Fairhaven this summer. Stuff you can bring the family to. And between, you know, certainly this program, Town Square Sunday, the articles that we write, we hope to get you as many of those fun things all around the South Coast all summer long so that you never have to say, oh man, there's nothing to do this weekend. There's nothing going on. Well, there's going to be a lot going on, and we're going to try to keep you up to date with all of it, including not only the big events that you're used to, the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, the Cape Verdean Recognition Week, which is going to be even bigger this year for the 50th anniversary of Cape Verdean independence. We've got 50s Night is returning to New Bedford on the third Thursday in July, July 17th. We will have your 50s Night broadcast once again. 50s music all night long. I'm going to go 3 to midnight, just like we did last year. 3 to midnight. Limited commercials. All 50 songs. If you want to get in on that special broadcast or any of our special events that we have coming up, shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and we'll work on connecting you with the sales folks to make that happen. And really, if you want to sponsor anybody's show, you can reach out to me and I'll set it up and make it happen. If you love Chris McCarthy and you want to be part of Chris McCarthy's show, if you love Barry, you want to be part of Barry's show or Brian or Ken or the new Paul Santos show debuting on Saturday, whatever it may be, reach out to me and we can make it happen. You want to have us come and broadcast from your business? We can set that up. You want to get involved in our Seize the Deal program, which brings tons of new customers to all of the businesses that run these deals with us. Just reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and I'll help facilitate all that. The Seize the Deal program has put businesses on the map that could not afford advertising otherwise. And we'll let you know how it all works if you reach out. But basically, the best part about it is it's getting people in the door who I know are going to spend more than that certificate is for. Right now, we have some great deals on sale. You can get $50 in ice cream, $50 two Friendlies ice cream in Dartmouth for just $25. We've got a general admission stay all day and play to the VR zone for just $10. I think I'm going to buy one of those. I haven't been to the VR zone yet. $30 in e-vouchers to Canned Heat Craft Beer in Fall River for just $15. You buy that right now for $15, you're going to get that sent to you. You can use it right away. You could be there tonight having some pizza and beer. And we've also got some upcoming deals that I want to let you know about too. $50 in gift certificates to Estoril Restaurant in Fall River. That's coming up. $25, $50 for $25. We have $50 in gift certificates to Caliente Mexican Grill for just $25 coming up. And the big one, the one that everybody jumps on. So you're going to want to mark this down. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. on the dot. Tomorrow morning, set an alarm in your phone for C-Streak at 50% off. You can get a round trip pass from New Bedford to Nantucket on C-Streak, $55 tomorrow. But those are going to go quickly. So make sure you are ready to go at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Get on the site at 8:55 and keep hitting refresh. SeizeTheDeal.com. These are highly sought after every year. I get beat out. It's like when I'm trying to get concert tickets. But you've got better luck than me. So be on your computer at 8:55 tomorrow or on your phone, refreshing SeizeTheDeal.com so that you can get a round trip pass from New Bedford to Nantucket on C-Streak for just $55. I've never been to Nantucket, so I'm definitely going to try. But I'm on the air till 9. You're probably going to beat me out. SeizeTheDeal.com, always a place to go to find great deals. And if you go there and none of the deals look familiar, it doesn't look like any places that are around here, you just got to go up into the upper left-hand corner and select your location as New Bedford. Some people's IP addresses reset them to other places, but you want to make sure it's New Bedford. And then once you get there, bookmark that page and check it every day for all of the great deals we have at SeizeTheDeal.com. Let me take a break here. When we come back, Mike Roberts will have all the local news for you. I'm sorry, all the national news for you. Everyone, I can feel the heat, but it's soothing heading down. I search for the beat in this steady town. Downtown Leon, without going. Downtown Leon, without going. With the kids in America. I told Kim Wilde I'd make it up to her, so send her a text and said, sorry, Kim, I'll play Kids in America before the end of the next hour. So there you go. All right, time to go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Measles still spreading across the U.S., a minerals deal signed with Ukraine, and stocks closed the month of April mixed.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. has signed a minerals agreement that allows us to have access to the Ukraine's rare earth minerals. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced the deal, saying it establishes an economic partnership.
I am glad to announce the signing of today's historic economic partnership agreement between the United States and Ukraine, establishing the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund.
The Trump administration says the deal also addresses the $175 billion in aid the U.S. has given Ukraine since the start of its war with Russia. Bessent went on to say the deal signals to Russia that the White House is committed to a peace process that is centered on a free and prosperous Ukraine. Kamala Harris was back in the spotlight last night. She gave her first major speech since losing her White House bid at an organization that works to put Democratic women in office in San Francisco. Harris is expected to decide on whether she may run for the governor of California by the end of the summer. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul touting her budget deal that triples the size of New York's child tax credit.
The new budget gives 1.6 million New York families an annual tax credit of up to $1,000 per child under four and up to $500 per child from ages 4 through 16. Hochul says
to get a few extra $100 in their pockets to pay those next bills.
The governor explains that a family of four, for instance, with a toddler and school-age child with a household income of up to $110,000 a year will get a tax credit of $1,500, nearly $1,000 more than what they currently get. Families earning up to $170,000 a year will also get a child tax credit for the first time. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
There are more than one dozen new measles cases this week in Texas, bringing the total since earlier this year to 663.
Since the Texas outbreak began, three people have died, including two unvaccinated children, and measles has spread to multiple bordering states.
That was Stephanie Gosk. The CDC says there have been 884 confirmed cases of measles in 30 states since the outbreak began. Almost all of those patients were unvaccinated. The maternal mortality rate in the U.S. has risen slightly, according to the CDC. The rate rose from 19 deaths per 100,000 live births, up from 18.6 in 2023. Excessive bleeding, blood vessel blockages, and infections among the leading causes. The U.S. has one of the highest maternal mortality rates among wealthy nations. Wall Street closed out the month of April mixed yesterday.
It comes after the release of the latest GDP report that showed a decline of 0.3%. Some investors noted the numbers were skewed by a surge in imports recently as companies attempted to get ahead of the White House's tariffs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 141 points. The S&P 500 rose by 8 points. The NASDAQ fell by 14 points. I'm Kristen Marks.
A Texas man charged for allegedly selling exotic cowboy boots made out of the skin of sea turtles, which has been illegal since the late 70s. Alejandro Hernandez has been indicted on federal charges. Court papers show he smuggled the handmade boots in from Mexico and sold them online from his home in Houston. If he is convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts is looking to get off to a big start at the box office this weekend. A film featuring an ensemble of anti-heroes is expected to make between $70 and $75 million in its debut weekend. The cast includes Sebastian Stan, Florence Pugh, Wyatt Russell, and David Harbour. Meanwhile, Ryan Coogler's Sinners is expected to make around $35 million in its third week in theaters.
WBSM Sports.
The Blue Jays put an end to the Red Sox three-game winning streak in the bottom of the 10th last night. Scores 7-6, those two teams back together again tonight at 7:07.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Starting out a little bit cooler than we have been, but the fact that we're in the low and mid 40s isn't so bad. This afternoon, we keep up with the trend, high temperatures in the low and mid 60s. We're in and out of the clouds throughout the day, but enough sun that you can get out and enjoy, especially considering the wind stays down this afternoon as well. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Is that song cool? Is it cultural appropriation now? I'm not sure. But still a fun song either way. So it didn't take long. Did not take long. I just updated my story on the Edaville auction with the fact that items are already showing up in Facebook Marketplace. And I've got a feeling that this is not somebody looking to make a profit. I think this might be buyer's remorse because these items, so the bumper cars that were indoors, they used to be outdoors at Edaville. They used to be behind the museum building. And then they moved them indoors and made this little area on the first floor of the museum for the bumper car ride. It was pretty cool having them indoors. But those went for $2,000. Somebody put them up on Facebook Marketplace looking to get $7,000 for them. $7,000 for the Edaville bumper cars that this person paid $2,000 for. So listen, do yourself a favor. If you're interested in buying them, make this guy an offer starting at like $2,500. Okay. Don't go crazy. And I think it's probably because he realizes, oh, wait a minute, I got to take this whole thing down now. Oh, I just saw on Facebook Marketplace a 1994 Dodge Caravan for $2,800. I'd buy that if I had $2,800. Those were great cars. Very easy to fix. Anyway, $7,000 on a $2,000 investment. Hey, more power to you if you get it, right? But another item that went in the auction, and this one reluctantly, somebody bought the Pirate Water Race game that was on the first floor. I don't know if this was always there. I don't remember seeing this in the park. But it was on the first floor when we went through yesterday. And it's one of those, you know how like you shoot the water from the water gun into the clown's mouth and the balloon blows up and whoever balloon pops first, you're the winner. Same thing, except it's pirate skulls instead of clowns. So this person paid $500 for that. Now, keep in mind, I'm saying these are deeply discounted because they're worth a lot more than what these folks paid for them. So even what you're paying these Facebook Marketplace prices, it's still far less than if you wanted to buy one of these things brand new. But the Pirate Water Race game, the person who bought it originally posted it for $2,500 but marked it down to $1,800. So they're looking to make a $1,300 profit. Well, actually, they had to pay 10%, so he paid $550. The guy who bought the bumper cars paid $2,200, but still. And I think they have to pay masters at sales tax, too, on top of that. I'm not sure. I got the rules in a photo somewhere, but it didn't take long. We're not even 24 hours from the auction, and stuff is already showing up on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm going to just keep searching that all day long and seeing whatever else pops up. But if you missed out on the auction or you weren't qualified to buy in the auction and you're looking to get some bumper cars, you know, maybe you want to put those down in your basement. Maybe you've always wanted to have a pirate water race game in your backyard for family parties. You know, this might be, and there's people out there that probably have pirate themed birthday parties. You could buy this and rent it out to people. My favorite was the guy that bought the shooting gallery that was in Dino Land. And his wife said to him, "What are you going to do with that?" And he looked at her and he said, "Practice shooting." And he said it in a way where I was like, "You." Like, maybe you don't want him to practice. But it was pretty funny. They were laughing about it. So, but yes, Edaville items already showing up on eBay, on Facebook Marketplace. Not a surprise. But I thought there'd be a little time at least Like the guys on the bumper cars, he's putting up photos and videos that he took at Edenville during the auction. So, hey, no rules against it, right? Somebody wants to buy it. You were able to facilitate it by being a qualified buyer. Kind of wish I had thought of that. Not that I had the money to invest, but what happens when nobody buys it? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Oh, that didn't work. My fault.
If you're feeling low, turn up your radio.
And turn up your radio so you can hear more of the program. That is, of course, Wang Chung. And so the other day, when I had my colonoscopy, I probably shouldn't tell this story on the air. But when I went in to have it done, my doctor's name that performed the colonoscopy was Wei Hong Chung. And I was a little bit concerned. I said, so when they give me this medication, like, do I fall right asleep or am I going to be like goofy a little bit first and then fall asleep? And they're like, no, you'll go right to sleep. You'll close your eyes and immediately and then just wake up and it's over. And I was like, good, because I was afraid that if I was going to have a state of little goofiness, I might say something to the doctor about his name being close to Wang Chung, and I would have been embarrassed. But I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was a good sign, because I like Wang Chung, and I've been listening to them a lot lately. I've gotten into them lately. And so I said, that's a good sign. This all's going to go well. But yes, thank you, Dr. Chung, for your work, and I'm sorry that I thought your name sounded close to Wang Chung. But it does. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. DSY asked, will yesterday's auction be the only auction at Edenville? As far as we know, I haven't heard anything about any other auctions. But this was, necessary to get all of these rides off the property as quick as possible so that they could start putting in the Renaissance Fair and have it ready to go in time for the end of August. I don't think they're in a rush to remove anything else. As I mentioned earlier, the decorations have all been taken down, which is usually not the case. Edenville usually left those decorations up. And, if you went there for something during the summertime when they were open during the summer or for one of the Thomas events or something, Day Out with Thomas, things like that, you would see the holiday decorations still around. The lights in the trees, you would see the season's greetings from Edenville signs still up. I can't remember if Big Santa was always out or not, but I think so. You'd see all of these things around the park. But now they're all stored in the back. Now, some of them I'm not surprised. I would think they would take them down during the rest of the year because when Edenville reopened after it had been closed for a few years in the 90s, the decorations that they purchased were less durable, I think, than some of the ones that were there. So there was actually a lot of stuff that was kind of like almost store-bought, They look like things you could go into Home Depot and buy and put in your yard. Inflatables, certain light setups, things like that. So obviously those things would have to be taken down in the off season and stored. But it looked now like they had everything taken down. I saw no signs of Christmas throughout the park at all. And I think that that's because, they're starting the transformation into the Renaissance Fair. And then when this season comes, they'll see what they're going to utilize and what they're not going to utilize. And maybe even a couple of seasons like that of figuring it out. And then I wouldn't be surprised if they don't auction off some of the Christmas items that they don't need. Because those vintage pieces that are in storage, I'm sure a lot of collectors would love to have their hands on. I know when they sold the animatronic boxes, the window boxes that they had that used to line the path as you were walking into the park, they sold a lot of those off when the park closed originally. I know a guy in Sandwich bought some of them and had them in his yard. And I think, from what I heard, I never went to the yard that's in Lakeville, but I guess they might have had some of them. And so those became, you know, sought after collectibles from Edaville fans. And so I'm sure people would come out and pay for some of those other items. I don't know that you're going to get $310,000 out of that auction, but maybe. Depending on what you have. I mean, you know, the Twas the Night Before Christmas mouse family, you put that up on the auction block, somebody's probably going to give you a couple $1,000 for that. Or maybe I'm mistaken, and maybe there just aren't as many, you know, Edaville fans and collectors as there used to be. When I go into antique shops and I ask them if they have anything from Edaville or the LSD Atwood Cranberry Company, you know, they don't say things like, wow, you won't believe the number of people that come in and ask for those things. They'll usually say, eh, every once in a while I get something. You know, it might sit for a little while, then somebody comes in and gets it. You know, I'm not crazy obsessive about it that I say, well, here's my number. If anything Edaville comes in, you call me. Because I don't always know that I'll have the disposable cash to buy something. You know, I want to pick up something that's $20. I don't want to pick up something that they're going to say, oh, I got this piece in, it's $2,000. So I would guess there might be more sales or auctions in the future, but nothing on the docket as far as I know. But I'll keep an eye out, and I'm sure they'll let me know if anything happens, because they know that I'm all over the story. 508-996-0500. To the point where I'm sure some of you are like, all right, Tim, just an amusement park. Get over it. But no, this is a lot of our childhoods. And you read the comments that people are posting on social media, and yeah, they are saddened by this, deeply saddened by this. I'm not the only one. And what I find to be kind of the weirdest thing out of all of this, I put up a little video on Facebook of me just walking down the tracks as we were leaving the back maintenance shed area. We had to get all the way back to the parking lots, and other people went back through the park. And I said, I'm going to follow the tracks through the tunnel and out the front gate just to kind of walk along them. And I'd never really been down that stretch on foot. So I started walking, well, since they made the changes. So I started walking down there and made a little video like, you know, so long Edaville as we knew it. It's like 30 seconds long or something like that. I put it up there on Facebook, and I've had more people start following my Facebook because of that video and people sharing it. I'm like, there's nothing in that video. Like, we put on the WBSM page a video of the actual auction. That's actually getting a lot of shares and comments too, but still, like, that's substantive at least. This is just me walking down the tracks. But people are moved by this. People who said, you know, I brought my kids, I brought my grandkids. I was hoping my grandkids would bring their kids. And they still can. They're still going to be in Edaville in some fashion, but it's not going to be the same. So again, if you want to see every item that was auctioned off, and how much each item brought in, we've got the whole photo gallery at WBSM.com and on the app. And we've even got links to the now items that are showing up on Facebook Marketplace. And if more show up, I'll keep updating that. So if you missed out on the auction, you want to own some bumper cars, they could be yours. You want to own a pirate water race game, it could be yours. Be interesting to see what else shows up there. I don't think the guy that bought the aerial ride really wanted it, so maybe that shows up there as well. You come and dismantle it. Elevated track all around the Alpine Village section of the park, and 6 cars, plus whatever else is involved in it. Could all be yours. The guy paid $2,500 for it. And it's probably destined for the scrap heap, so you could be saving it if he ends up trying to sell it. All right, let me take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. And And welcome back in. We're actually going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk with Alyssa Botello of Discover Fairhaven about some great family-friendly events coming up in Fairhaven this summer. And then after the 8:30 news, if she's able to join us, Stephanie Burke will be with us to talk about